7:23 at WEOL. Time for some Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Chat with Bob a bit that he got has a trivia question for us, in which you can pick up four tickets to an upcoming Indians game. Morning, Bob.
Morning, boys.
So I'm watching the Indians replay. They play an Indians game like at 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and I tune in right now, and we are trailing. Do I need to see how this thing ends? Do I need to stay to the end of this game?
Yes, I think this is one that you'll like the ending. If early May and you're talking about big wins and must wins, that was one we needed to be able to split a four-game series, and we got down 6-1. It didn't look real good, but, the boys showed some moxie yesterday. Everybody got into it offensively. I think everybody had a hit. Jason Kipnis 4-for-5 and had another home run, his third in his fifth game. But everybody got into the act offensively, and then the bullpen, 4 2/3 shutout innings, really a good team win, much needed.
What a beautiful day to be at a ball game yesterday.
It was absolutely perfect. I don't know if there's going to be a better day than there was yesterday. It was that much breeze of 70 degrees, and really the first time, and thankfully we were able to give the home crowd something to cheer about.
What's coming up this week, Bob?
Well, we're on our way to Kansas City, and it's interesting. The Kansas City Royals manager, Ned Yost, has rearranged his pitching staff to throw two lefties at us, which is the way teams are going these days against us. And we need Yan Gomes back as quick as we can get him. Nick Swisher. It'll be interesting to see if he jumps onto the road trip or if he waits until we come back home. It's a quick three-day road trip to Kansas City. Starts tomorrow night. Danny Salazar on the mound for the Tribe. And then we come home for a six-game homestand against Minnesota. And I think the hottest team, the team with the best record in baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals, come in. So and next weekend, next Friday, Sugardale Dollar Dogs, and next Saturday at 4, we'll give away a 1995 American League pennant, celebrating that 20 years ago, and then KeyBank Kids Fun Day, of course, on Sunday. So Indians.com is the place to go to check it all out.
Well, these games against Kansas City, we talked about this earlier, Detroit, Kansas City. These are the teams that we really have to show some muscle against if we want to do anything this year.
Yeah, and Chicago and Minnesota. You got to win within your division. That's the way baseball is created these days, and we haven't done that out of the box. So we have a lot more chances, though. You play anywhere from 18 to 19 games against each team in your division. So we have plenty of games left to right that ship, but it's got to start happening now.
Talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, and we're going to take a moment coming up next. Bob has a trivia question for you, and he's jumping sports here. Well, that's the only clue I'll give you here in a minute. Oh, Bob is laughing because he likes this trivia question coming up.
This is a toughie.
Start your day
right.
On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
Okay, Bob, this one's going to take a while, I think, to maybe get a winner, or just some really odd sports fanatic out there might know this, but I love this question. Go ahead and give us our morning question today.
Well, this one definitely is a little more difficult than we've had, and it's actually nice to talk to you after a win. It's our first time this year that we've got a victory on a Sunday, so it's nice talking to you guys after a victory. But anyway, since there was the football draft going on this weekend, as it crisscrossed with Major League Baseball, name the only player in Cleveland Indians history that played both in Major League Baseball and the NFL. We have only one in our 115-year history in the American League.
And this will go back a number of decades, kind of when there's a lot, maybe a little more in between the sports. But again, what is the only Tribe player to ever play in the National Football League? And we'll take the first caller in with the right answer this morning to get four tickets to the May 9th versus Twins. The game, that pennant game where they hand out the pennant from 95. Again, it's the May 9th versus the Twins. Four tickets for you, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. 322-0930, 246-0930. Call in when you get the answer. This will take a little bit. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You got it, gentlemen. Take care. Have a good week.